Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. In Tuscola County, there will be 3 days of early voting beginning on Friday, October the 31st through Sunday, November the 2nd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Township residents in Dayton, Fremont, Vassar, and Watertown townships who are in the Mayville School District can vote early at the Watertown Township Hall at 9405 Foster Street in Fostoria. Residents of the school district who live in Lapeer County's Burlington Township will vote at the Burlington Township Hall at 4548 Madison Street in Clifford. And those who live in Rich Township will vote at the Rich Township Hall at 8482 North Lapeer Road in Mayville. On November the 4th, voting will be done at the Dayton Township Hall at 4879 Herds Corner Road in Mayville, and those who live in Fremont Township will vote at the Fremont Township Hall at 4850 Mertz Road. Also, those who are in the Mayville School District that live in Vassar Township or Watertown Township will both vote at the Watertown Township Hall at 9405 Foster Street in Fostoria. The election on November the 4th will have the polls open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And another local and regional news for today. The Community Service Infrastructure Fund Category B program has awarded some grants to local communities. Tuscola County was awarded 3 grants in order to do street projects in various cities throughout the county. The projects that were selected were chosen because they are paired with planned infrastructure work, coordinated with other road agencies, focused on extending the useful life of the road, or have municipalities that have had limited funding sources so far. The grant funds can be used for streets, road resurfacing, culvert replacement, repairing crack sealing, as well as other preventative road efforts. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire, and as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Authorities have arrested 2 suspects in connection with the theft of the crown jewels from Paris's Louvre Museum. Officials announced the arrests on Sunday, a week after the daring heist. One suspect was caught at Paris Charles de Gaulle Airport while attempting to leave the country. The theft, which took less than 8 minutes, involved jewels valued at 88 million euros. Investigators from a special police unit made the arrests. The museum reopened earlier this week after the high-profile theft stunned the world. Visitors expressed relief over the arrests, emphasizing the importance of recovering the stolen jewels. And another national and international news. Republicans in Indiana and Kansas are resisting pressure from President Donald Trump to redraw their congressional districts. Despite the push from the White House, Republicans in those Midwestern states say they lack the votes to pass new GOP-friendly maps. This resistance is a rare setback for the Republican president as he aims to cement his control of the House in the 2026 elections. Indiana's state Senate leader says the chamber does not have enough support to redistrict. In Kansas, Republican leaders are struggling to overcome the Democratic governor's opposition to the mid-decade redistricting. The pushback reflects a broader debate over political fairness and strategy. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today. Sunday, October the 26th of 2025. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.